I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good afternoon. And yes, indeed, it is a wonderful world. Thanks so much for tuning into Alternative Talk 1150 AM this afternoon. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday. And as you know, every Monday at this time in the 5 o'clock hour, we are pleased to bring you the Life Solutions program, part of the Dr. Pat family of shows here on Alternative Talk. And your host for Life Solutions is, of course, Mary Manon Morrissey. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
And, of course, Dr. Pat is not here today. She's in Hawaii, I understand. So hopefully she's having a good time at a luau or something. But
I hear it's a tough assignment, but she took it anyway.
Oh, somebody's got to do it, huh? Dirty work, but somebody's got to do it. But welcome back. We're so glad to have you on the airwaves with us. And you've got Karen, your associate, standing by with you tonight. So
I do.
It's
going to
be a great show.
I have a colleague and a friend and a life coach named Karen Henslick. Her work in the world is called My Next Big Step, helping people take the next step that really puts them on a whole new plane of living. Welcome, Karen.
Well, hello, Mary.
Glad you're here.
And hi, Eric.
And welcome to everyone who's a listener today, whether you're driving or in your office or at your home, wherever you are right now. Our conversation today and our topic is going to be the most important aspect of our entire life, and that's our relationships. You know, you can have lots of things happening in your life that seem to be going well, but when your relationships are hurting, when someone you care about, there's a breakdown in the relationship, or when there's distance and a chasm between you and you wish you could communicate and you just can't seem to get through with a child or a parent, you're longing for a loved one, your spouse, a friend, and you either don't know how to attract them or you've got one but you can't seem to make that connection, then this program is for you, because this week we're talking about how to foster, really foster, great relationships. So I just want to say that The conversation will come from both Karen and myself, and both of us have not only been students in this in our own journey and certainly through the educational frameworks that are offered, but more than that, we are students of human history and students of the last 25 years working in the laboratory called Life. Really, personally, I've worked with literally thousands of people dealing with relationship issues, and the fact is we're all dealing with relationship issues all the time. We have a relationship with ourselves, relationship with God, a relationship with the planet, and relationships with those who are most intimate in our lives and our coworkers and people we drive on the freeways with. In fact, when Jesus was asked, what is the most important aspect of all life, he said, it's all relationship with spirit, with self, and with others. So we narrow it down to the most important thing of all, and that's relationship. So I wanted to share a little personal note and take a bit of the program today to share with you. The second book I wrote is called No Less Than Greatness. And the topic of that book is finding perfect love in imperfect relationships. You know, way too often we spend our time looking for the perfect relationship, thinking that the perfect relationship is out there, rather than the relationships that we're in usually are the perfect curriculum for us learning about perfect loving. And I wrote in that book a story about my son, Matt. I have been had the privilege of being a mom to 4 birth kids and 2 stepsons. My youngest birth son, Matt, when he was a senior in high school, he and his best friend from 4th grade, Jason, were on the Mayfate court. Both of these guys really wanted to be king that year. And as they were preparing their speeches and they had to give a speech about their personal hero, each one of the 9 guys who the would-be kings. And I went that day, of course, rooting for my own son to be king. And Matt gave a great talk, and so did the other 8 boys, or 7 boys. But when Jason got up to speak, he said, I want to tell you about my hero. And then he named a boy who had been a friend of Matt and Jason's in grade school. And those boys had all been star football players. In fact, Matt and Jason were star football players all through high school. Jason, the quarterback, Matt, the star running back. And here they were trying to be king of the Mayfate, and Jason took that moment to honor Craig, who had cancer, brain cancer, during their grade school years. And Craig had been a football star himself, but after the brain cancer and the radiation and the chemotherapy and the things that Craig had been through, he lost some of his motor skills, and he lost some of his hair. And so Craig, instead of being on the field, played water boy for all the guys during the whole football years of high school. And Craig was often the butt of a lot of jokes and fun-making, as teenagers are wont to do. And so with this entire student body sitting there, and Jason, who I know wanted to be king also, used that moment to say, my hero is Craig. I've seen him deal with a life-threatening disease and being scared. I saw him go through that treatment. I've seen him live his life since then with such courage and strength, even sometimes at the expense of others thinking he's weird or funny. And he went on about how much inspiration and encouragement he's gotten from his relationship with Craig, the water boy for the football team. And he spoke about his hero, and at the end he said, and so I just hold up my friend Craig as my greatest hero. And the whole auditorium was completely silent, 1,800 kids sitting there. And then way from the back of the room there was one small clapping sound, and then it grew and it grew into this thunderous clapping. And I just had tears in my eyes as I watched everyone begin to rise to their feet, because everyone has a Craig in their lives, and everyone has a Craig actually inside themselves, a part of ourselves that seems unlovable, a part of ourselves that if others aren't making fun of it, we tend to belittle our own selves, and we take on that job ourselves. And a whole student body rose up to toast a hero that is the unlikely hero. And Jason and Matt have gone on to not only be friends through college and graduate school, but now in their late 20s, they've been on a project the last 3 years called Project Everlasting. And that Project Everlasting is a research project in search of America's greatest marriages. In the last 3 years, they've been all over this country interviewing couples that have been married over 40 years who report having had a happy marriage. And researching, these are two bachelors who have what they call relationship phobia, having seen so many divorces and so many of not only their parents, but the divorce statistic in America in the last 50 years go to 50%, and knowing that if they get married, there's only a 50% chance that their marriage will survive and a smaller percent chance than that even if they stay together, they'll really be happy. So they wanted to know what is the common denominator in really happy, long-lasting, successful relationships. Is there such a thing as love everlasting? And so Project Everlasting has been in the research phase for the last 3 years. They're completing that research in the next 2 months, and they will be on the Today Show on July 18th, which is Tuesday morning, July 18th. So, of course, as a proud mom bragging, but also I'm just happy to bring you the results of some of that research, because there's one major topic that we can talk about today as a primary part of fostering authentic relationships, and it has to do with making a choice to be in the relationship that you're choosing to be in with both feet, to bring your whole self in. Many of us played as a kid that game, Hokey Pokey, and you put your right hand in, or you put your right foot in. And then at the end of the game, you put your whole self in. And there's really something magical and mystical when you put your whole self in. Because it's an interesting thing about love, that the part of us that's holding back is not engaged. And for us to have the full meal deal, the full experience of really what our hearts are longing for, we have to put our whole selves in, not measuring, did the other person put their whole self in? Let's see. I remember one time doing a renewal ceremony for a couple that had been married 25 years. And at the renewal ceremony, as we were doing the 25-year renewal ceremony, there was an Episcopal priest who had actually done their wedding 25 years before. He was an elderly gentleman by then, probably in the middle 80s. And I asked him if he had anything he'd like to say to the couple that he had performed the wedding for 25 years before. And he got up and he spoke, and I will never forget what he said, because he said that in his era of getting married, there was a common theme about how relationships work. And he said it's not an archaic idea, but it still was prevalent in the 30s. And he said it was that the male would be dominant and the female would be submissive. And he said that relationship only worked well when the male was a saint in his way of being dominant and the female was a saint in her way of being submissive. because otherwise people get resentful and all of that resentment builds up and it creates barriers and walls and people might act dominant and submissive, but underneath there's this whole subterranean gap that has gone on out of that kind of arrangement. And then he said somewhere in the late 50s, 60s, there was a revolution of relationship and the idea of equality came about and that we would be in a relationship where we would be co-equals. And he said, the challenge with that relationship is that it only works if everybody's putting their full 50% in exactly. And he said, if you put in 49 or you've got an off day and you put in 48, the relationship is not whole. It is not complete. And nobody is on all the time. Nobody is. So an equal partnership doesn't work because you're measuring whether or not you're getting your full share back. He said there's another whole level of loving and another whole level of relationship. It's not only possible in marriage, it's possible in deep friendship, it's possible in every committed relationship. And that is that the relationship itself becomes your teacher in authentic loving. That the relationship itself becomes your teacher in how to be authentically loving. Because authentically loving means, number one, that we have to put our whole selves in. Anything less than our whole selves invested in the relationship, anything else, means that we don't have the access to what's required to really have an authentic relationship. It means we might not fully tell the truth. It means we might not fully invest our energy. But if love is our teacher, and this relationship is the avenue by which love is our teacher, and we put our full selves in, then when our friend or our partner is having an off day, their offness and how we be with it is partly our teacher. Can I be loving anyway? Because what I'm making a covenant with is not that they're always going to be on time or not that they're going to keep every agreement, but that this relationship will be my teacher in learning to love authentically. And I'm making a covenant with love itself. That's a much higher covenant and a much more powerful bond. Now, Karen, I know that you are one of the people that has some of the most successful relationships I know, both in business and friendship, your family. You have an incredible family and two great boys, and I think there isn't a parent who has ever known you who would not just covet the relationship you have with your sons as a mother. And both adults through college and what I saw and the way you were with them in their growing up years, what would you add to this, or what would you say that you have really, particularly in fostering relationship with our kids as they grow into adults, that you think is important?
Well, you know, that's a great question. My only goal with my children was to just absolutely love them. Mm-hmm. And the relationship with my children has actually been the teaching for me to develop other relationships that would be that I would have an experience of that would be so nurturing and wonderful. I made a decision when I had those children that I was in love with them and that I would foster authentic relationships with them. I don't remember it being a conscious thought, but I remember being that I wanted to be honest and open with them, and I was. I was very, there were boundaries around the relationship. It wasn't as if I was their best friend and let them do anything, but I protected them, I loved them, I nurtured them, and I was very honest, and there were some times I would mess up as a mom and yell at them or do things that I thought wasn't right, and I would go right back to them and I would say, you know what, I said that and I think I should have said it differently. And I used that ground with my two boys, as I look back on it now, for a way for me to develop authentic relationships and to see where it works. And I just absolutely loved them every day, told them that. I journal that. The first thing I do in my journaling every day is a journal about my children and to surround them in light and love, protection. And my experience of them is one of authentic love and openness and honesty. And there have been some really rough times.
That's great.
And because it's been a relationship that's been seeded in love from the very beginning, and I didn't try to be domineering. Well, I don't know. There were years I did. Authentically. But I just tried to have that relationship that was out of pure love, that it just expanded more of that. Mm-hmm. And we were what I would call a family unit, and people have remarked about that they considered us as this team that worked together for whatever we were doing in life. And I told my boys over and over how much I love them. I would never hold anything back.
That's great.
And
no,
how
I just
much I appreciated them. I took the time to do that.
Eric?
Yeah, we are due for a break, so
okay.
Anytime you want to.
Well, I'm going to pass it back to you. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back in. And also, would you give us everybody the phone numbers? If you have any question about a relationship you're in, you have two people today who would just love to talk to you and help talk through any issue that's going on in any relationship that you have in your life or a relationship you long to have. So, Eric, what number would they call?
If they wanted to call us, they could do so at 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW. And we'll take this break. We'll come right back with more Life Solutions with Mary Madden Morrissey and more with Karen as well. So stay tuned. Keep your dial here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Join Mary Madden Morrissey for a six-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery course, you'll participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, as well as receive a monthly mastery manual and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You'll also receive a daily one-minute inspirational phone call from Mary throughout the entire six-month course. And if you sign up and mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a $200 discount. That's right, a $200 discount on this amazing, life-changing, transformational course. For more information, call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Or contact Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's L-I-F-E. SOULUTINS.com.
Take the first step to better health and get the ultimate body fuel with awareness products. Whether you want to lose weight, energize yourself, or improve your overall health, our products are a natural approach based on time-tested ingredients. For more information, contact Sally Renton at welove.awarenesslife.com. That's welove.awarenesslife.com or call 206-363-7194. That's 206-363-7194 for awareness products.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Life Solutions here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Your host is Mary Madden Morrissey, and also normally Dr. Pat, who is not here tonight. She is in Hawaii, I understand, so hopefully she's having a great time, and we are having a great time with Mary Madden Morrissey and Karen also on the phone. So welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had just asked Karen a question that had two parts, and the second part was, how the relationships that she had built with her sons that are just spectacular to be in the presence of, how that had affected other relationships in her life.
Well, it was really a mentoring process for me to realize what had happened there, because I'd made a decision in my family life to who really come from love and everything with my children. And I saw what manifested that I then took that to the other relationships in my business and in personal relationships, and they just expanded. And I got to realize that that is the key ingredient that is necessary to really have the authentic relationship that you want with anybody, is to be have love in the center of it, and also to communicate fully. And that's the most difficult part I have found in my life. I remember one time when I was in this process, and someone said to me that you can say anything to anyone. I thought, well, that's really true, and I do that in my family, and I do that over here, but in business, I really can't do that. And that person said to me, you can say anything as long as you say it with love. So I took that in, and I took that to my business, and even when I had to let people go, mm-hmm. I did it from a place of absolute love and service, and it was a very unique experience, and I would call people into my office to have to let them go, and because the bottom line of who I was and who I was showing up to be with them, and that it was out of love and service, this conversation, then they were completely served by the conversation, and I knew that I was releasing them to something that was much better for their highest good. Which is a whole different scenario out there in business when you have to deal with difficult situations. And then the other arena is difficult relationships. And many, many times I've had a challenge because there's a part of me that wants to go away when things are difficult and not say those difficult things. And it's something that I still am working on today. You've been a great teacher and mentor for me in that, Mary. And I choose, I don't want to do that anymore because I feel like I really miss the sweetness of the relationship and the gifts that come to me when I push past those barriers. And Mary, I would love for you to share with us how to do that, because I think that's the difficulty most people have. There's something they want to say to a loved one, to a friend in a relationship, and it's easier just to go away. What would you offer them to do?
Okay. Well, I'd love to talk about that. I do want to tell a joke that I think kind of sets up the conversation around how it is that you speak up in appropriate ways. There was a couple getting ready to celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary. And Harold and Mabel had this long-lasting marriage, and their kids were planning a big party for them. And as they were getting ready for the party, all this planning going on, one day Harold's sitting out on the swing out on the front porch, and Mabel was sitting out there with him, and he goes, you know, Mabel, I've been thinking about our years together, and I was thinking back to the 40s when we first got married and how, oh, man, I mean, things were so tough for us economically, and remember when we rented that bottom 40 acres and we put all our money and everything, we were just so counting on that crop to get us through the next year, and then there was the big flood, and it washed out that crop, and, I mean, Mabel, we didn't even know how we were going to survive it, but, Mabel, you were right by my side. And then I was thinking about in the 50s when there was that big flu epidemic and that big influenza epidemic, and I got so sick I thought I was going to die, and Mabel, you were right by my side. And then I was thinking about in the 60s when we finally had our own place and we finally had a few livestock and we had our barn, and remember when the barn caught fire and we lost not only the barn but some of our equipment, and it was just such an awful thing, and Mabel, you were right by my side. And he recounted horrible thing after horrible thing, and Mabel, you were right by my side. And he looks her in the eye and he goes, you know, Mabel, after all these years, I've been thinking, and I'm thinking you're bad luck.
That's great.
I love that story because it's so tempting for us to source whatever problem we're facing as the other person. If only the other person would change, you know, if only something out there would change, then I would be happier. I would feel more content. I would feel a whole lot better if all those socks just got picked up all the time. One of the couples that Matt interviewed was sharing that as a young woman, she fussed all the time about the fact that her husband's socks, he'd go work out and then he'd come home and he would put his socks on the edge of the bed. And she would say to him, can't you take your dirty socks and put them in the laundry basket? And he'd say he would, but he kept putting it. He would throw them on the floor or put them on the edge of the bed. And every time she'd see those socks, she started getting madder and madder and madder. And she was telling her neighbor, who was much older than she was at the time, about how she just wasn't sure she was going to stay with him because he just wouldn't take her putting those socks away. And her neighbor looked at her and she said, honey, And then she started asking her questions about all the many parts of the relationship that were really good and all the ways in which he did show up for her. And she says, I want to tell you something. You know, my husband died 3 years ago. I would move a mountain of smelly socks just to have 10 minutes with him. And she said it really put things in perspective for her. And she decided to take that practice of putting things in perspective and use it throughout the rest of her life. Because a neighbor lady said to her, when you're starting to get upset about something, ask yourself this question. Will it matter 10 years from now? Does what I'm getting really upset about, does it really matter? Is it going to matter 10 years from now? Is it something that really is going to significantly alter my life? Because if it really significantly alters your life, if it's something that really needs to be talked about and spoken about, you cannot back away from it because it will alter the relationship anyway, even if you don't speak about it. So starting with holding things up to the light of perspective, because sometimes when we think it's just the other person who needs to change, or like Harold telling Mabel, you know, all these things have happened in our life, and actually I think you are the source of them, it's helpful for us to pause and wonder if the upsetness I'm feeling, is the source of it by something the other person is doing or just simply my reaction to what the other person is doing. But there's something really healthy and helpful in communicating, even when it's tough. The root of communion and communication are both the same, commune, which means to come into the experience of oneness. So through language, through heartfelt, open-ended, seeking both to understand and to be understood, not just one. Because if you only want to be understood, it's not a conversation, it's a monologue. But a conversation and communication and the experience of that sweet communion of the connection that is really what you're trying to get to through the communication anyway, that sweet connection that can happen between two beings of being understood and understanding and growing in the presence of that greater understanding, becoming more of who you are, so that somewhere down the line you look at the other person and you say, you know, because of our relationship, I have become more of myself. I've really become the person I've longed to be because of you, because of being in relationship with you. And our longest-lasting relationships really and our deepest connections really afford us those kinds of opportunities. But even in the dearest, closest friendship, the most passionate, loving, long-lasting relationship, coupling, there are moments when you're hurt, you're disappointed, you're let down, you're scared, you're angry, you're hurt. What do you do in those moments? Because you can bury a can, you can bury a stick, you can bury lots of things, but you can't bury a worm. They just find a way to come up to the surface. And feelings are like worms. You can stuff them for a little while, but they will find a way out. And they'll either externalize in some inappropriate way if you won't express them appropriately, or they'll internalize, and that unrest becomes a dis-ease within. And we can actually now, with the new science, actually measure what happens for people who have internalized pain over a long period of time. Our whole immune system, actually, you can measure the depression in the immune system when we have depressed thinking. So expressing our hurt and saying ouch when we hurt is one of the healthiest things that we have to learn how to do, and it's as important as any other kind of workout. Many of us have a workout program where we go to a gym and we work out. We work out our bodies because we know that even in the stretch of that and even in the discomfort of that, we're going to be healthier. We have more circulation. We have more aliveness and more ability to not only move, but we have more fortitude and more strength, more endurance. And it's the same thing in our loving.
So, Mary, if we were to take the relationships that are around us, like with my children, that felt very safe to experience that and to develop that capacity there. And then that gave me the capacity to go out into the next arena and do that. So if we were to take that with the relationships we have in our lives right now and practice these skills for having authentic relationships and conversations, then we're then developing, what I'm hearing you say is we're then developing the muscle for those larger relationships that come next.
That's right.
That becomes something that is easier and easier and more and more ready for as we ramp up in our life for different types of relationships.
Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to have to say something difficult to one of our children, when they're little or when right. they're in high school. But, Karen, I know the relationship you have with your sons now as adults. You know, you're on a level playing field now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole different thing when it's with people that, you know, because what happens when we speak up is we're risking rejection. And that's scary for all of us. None of us like to be rejected. And we have part of being able to speak up is in the, as you're saying, that you get enough confidence that what confidence really is a form of self-esteem. It's a form of the a valuing of ourselves enough that we bring enough trust to the relationship that we believe in that relationship enough to offer it our highest truth.
And, you know, we value our sponsors enough that we need to take a commercial break. But,
this is good. This is good, Eric. Good
way to
break in. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very important stuff what you say, so I hate to interrupt, but we do need to take that break. But we will come right back with more Life Solutions, more with Mary Manning Morrissey right after these words. Keep your dial here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Stay with us.
Miracle Minute with Mary Manning Morrissey is an inspirational one-minute phone call sent daily to the phone of your choice. It's only $9.95 a month, and when you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a month free with your subscription. So contact Karen at Life Solutions, that's Karen at Life Solutions, LifeSolutions, or call 503-922-3460. Again, that's 503-922-3460 to start receiving your daily Miracle Minute.
Seattle Unity Church presents renowned Course in Miracles author Michael Rice, who wrote the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? He'll be presenting 9 free workshops August 6th through August 17th at Seattle Unity. Go to seattleunity.org for more information. That's seattleunity.org.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Tune in Fridays at 5 p.m. for Finding Your Music here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, where you never left the station, but thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome back to Life Solutions. Your host is Mary Manning Morrissey, and she is joining us on the phone this afternoon. Welcome back, Mary.
Thank you. So we were talking about healthy communication and how it is that you bring up difficult things when you're, something's going on that's tough to bring up. You're hurt, you're let down, you're disappointed. You want something to be different, and how do you say the tough things? Part of it is that can really help us be more accurate in our sharing and is to start by visualizing what is the outcome we want to create. So if we will go to the end in mind, hold that end in mind idea, this is really what I want to create. I want to create this kind of experience. I want to both be understood and I want to understand. I'm willing to hold my opinion lightly. I'm willing to have an experience of deeper connection. And so you have both the form of what you want to have as an outcome, but also the feeling
of what you want to have as an outcome. And both of these are very important. Sometimes some of us are better at thinking of what we want to create, but we're not very good at feeling the outcome, because it's very powerful to also feel the outcome. The form and the feeling together are much more potent than either one alone. It's not just one in one. This is an amplification. It's a synergistic hologram when you actually bring those two together. Form and feeling in the quantum brings the wave part. It particularizes into a much more potent energy. So when you think about communication with someone you love or someone you're distant with, someone you want to make a connection with, really think about what it is you'd like to create with that communication. And then ideas will start coming to you that are resonant with that outcome. Once you know the outcome, the outcome itself is a magnetic field to ideas that will help produce and create that outcome. So it's very, very important to be able to visualize what outcome you'd like to create, and then ideas come to help you create it. And an example of that is this. It was in the 90s when there was an experience in America that all of you will remember, and that experience we call Columbine, where one day in an ordinary high school in Colorado, two boys came with machine guns, and I can't remember what kind of guns they were, Uzis or something. It was just this, and 27 kids were shot, and I mean, it was this whole national day of horror. And there were kids all across America who got scared, high school kids who got scared, boys and girls, because they knew that in their high school there were kids just like the two boys who had done this horrendous act. Kids who were made fun of, kids who were on the outside, kids who were not included, kids nobody talked to. And I remember at the time, Karen's boys were in high school. My kids were all grown at the time, but Karen's boys were still in high school and came home one day and one of them came to you and shared their fear, right, Karen?
Well, their fear, and I think mine as a parent. I mean, I was afraid to send them to school.
Right.
They were both in high school at the time, and I felt helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, you're going to send them to school. I didn't want to, but what could I do? And it was a very scary time because they had lockdowns, and they had set up environments where the kids had to go through metal detectors, and all of a sudden, this experience for kids at school became a war zone, and it became a place where there was just there were police all over, and I think those of us remember it, we all felt it was almost like a 9/11. This, how could this have happened here, and what do we do with it? We didn't know what to do, and I certainly knew myself that I didn't like the experience of my children going to school and being in fear, number one, and number two, going into an energy of metal detectors, and that just ramped up more fear for everybody to experience.
So what you, I remember at the time sharing later that what you thought was, okay, so how do I, we're using this as an example because it's exactly how we do this kind of communication. You sat down with your boys and you said,
right.
Well, what would we like to create? What we'd like to create is a school where perhaps the kids who were on the outside,
mm-hmm.
the kids who nobody talked to, that there was a group of kids who would actually see that and reach out before things got too bad, that they would reach out for kids that were on the
right.
marginalized group of kids.
Right.
Wasn't that the conversation?
Yeah, well, what actually had happened through something out of your church, Mary, it was on a Thursday. Columbine had happened on Tuesday, and I really was walking around the house almost like a zombie, like, you know, feeling in this experience, and how do I feel, and where do I put it, and what do I do? And someone actually called me from the church and asked me to be on an Acts of Kindness team, and I said, well, I don't really have any more time to volunteer. I'm already volunteering now. But what came right out of my mouth was, let me tell you where we really need Acts of Kindness teams. We need them in the schools, and we need them in every school in America, and we need them right now. And that just came right out of my mouth. And so this what had been sitting with me as a what do I do with it came through me. And I knew right in that instant that was my work to do, that this energy needed to be shifted from one of a metal detector to sending more love to the schools, to sending acts of kindness to the students so that we radiated another experience that could have a much more positive effect on the students that were feeling shunned or left out And so I went to work, and we developed what was called Act Now. I gathered my two kids together, and some friends gathered a couple of their kids together, and we talked to them. We said, you know, what would work? We have an idea of doing something that would be a positive environment. And it was out of those conversations that we decided to have these Acts of Kindness teams and clubs. We set them up all over Oregon and the state of Washington, and pretty soon it spread to other states. And it became a positive virus that went through all the different schools. It still goes on in schools today, and that was many years ago. And it was just a way of saying there's another way to do it, instead of if you're in confrontation with someone, we were talking about a couple minutes ago, that you want to either go away, or if you choose to have the confrontation, you say it in a way so that you get your words out and get your way. But there's a completely different way to do life, and that is through the energy of love. What could love do here, and how could we put an energy field out that would generate a feeling of acceptance, of love, of nurturing is really what that is. So the Acts of Kindness teams were set up. We met, as I was a parent in my children's school, and this happened all over, like four or five or six states, where there was a parent who sponsored a club, and we met with kids every single week to discuss group acts of kindness and individual acts of kindness, and we did a lot of fun things. But it was mostly to start an energy that would radiate of what they could do that was more life-giving than having to protect themselves. What could you give instead of what do you need to take away?
So in there were groups that gathered in each school. That was the Act Now. And can you give, it was an acronym, right?
Excuse me?
What, the Act Now, part of it was an acronym, wasn't it?
Act Now, which A-K-T-N-O-W, was Active Kind Teens Nurturing Our World, is
active,
what it stood for. And
active,
we did so many
teens.
Fun things. Whether
kind
you know, we would
nurturing our world. Act Now.
Act Now. Active Kind Teens Nurturing Our World.
Wow.
And we
and so what did they do? I remember it. They actually looked for kids.
Mm-hmm. We would have them look for kids who were sitting alone at lunch and offer to eat lunch with them or invite them to play basketball with them. There were so many, it's such a difficult time in life, and there were so many kids who weren't on the in crowd. And so many of the kids who were in these teams were the in crowd, and we asked them to include, to look to pull other kids into that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was less discrimination and less separation in the school, and to be aware, to start being conscious as young adults that this is not a way that we need to act with one another, and that you don't want to ignore it. It moves from, well, I'm not going to participate to bullying someone and excluding them, but I'm going to go another step further, and I'm going to reach out and include people. Mm. And what can I do for someone, and how can I think out of the box to really participate fully in life?
So, and what do you think happened, you know, as you watch your boys having been part of that, you know, because part of relationship, fostering great relationships, for each one of us, is that we have some people in our lives that are the more difficult to love, the more difficult to get along with,
mm-hmm.
The ones that, you know, just can rankle us. And I know that in the work opportunities I've had to be with the Dalai Lama, he says, you know, we all have our friends, but then we have our sacred friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the relationships, you know, some of the best teaching moments of how to have deeper and better relationships aren't when it's easy, it's when it's tough. Have you seen something that happened in your boys over the years as they learned to reach out to others who might be hurting, and then what kind of men they became?
Oh, absolutely. I know that had a huge impact on them and all the friends we work with. And to this day, that's how they live their life. They look to what can I do for somebody and how can I be in support. So it's actually become part of who they are. I'll never forget, you know, I used to say to the kids that the kids would always want to go feed the homeless, and it's great to go feed the homeless. In fact, that's something I watched you do yesterday, Mary. And it's a great thing to do, but I said, you know, that's what a lot of people do. Let's think out of the box. You know, somebody who lives in a $2 million home might need an act of kindness just as much as someone who's homeless. So we want to think about including everyone. And I remember there was one situation where they had a teacher. She was a very difficult teacher, and no one liked her. So the team brought her flowers one day. And this was a woman who had a very hard shell, and the children bringing her those flowers just cracked that shell right open. She became a different person because they just reached out to her. And she took the flowers home, told them to her, told her husband what had happened, and then he started sending her flowers, and she wouldn't even throw them away. She told the story later. She just let them sit there forever. She wouldn't throw them away because no one had ever given her flowers in her life.
Oh, my gosh.
And it started an experience, it started a relationship between her and the children that were completely, and young adults, not really children, completely different. And it also, she took it home, and her husband then started to have a different relationship. So it becomes such a ripple effect that happens when we do something like this. And then the young adults who were doing this, the Act Now teens, started to view their teachers differently and what was going on in their lives that made them mean or difficult or hard on them. So everybody wins when you step out of the box and you just extend yourself. And and I love what you said, it's easy to do it for the people you want to do it for, but the real gift is it comes in doing it for someone that it's difficult to do it for.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can each expand our capacity for nurturing and fostering great relationships in our lives, authentic relationships. But I think it's probably getting close to time to take another break, Eric.
You are so correct. Let's take this break. Let's come right back. Let's have more Life Solutions after these words. Keep your dial here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Within each of us is a call to greater life. Now, Mary Manon Morrissey, minister, author, and teacher, helps you discover your own greater life in a brand new interactive radio show. Introducing Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Life Solutions Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m. Part of the Dr. Pat family.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Introducing a fantastic new breakthrough in oral detoxification from Natural Cellular Defense. It safely removes poisons and heavy metal toxins from the body that may be the cause of many chronic illnesses. It's safe enough for a baby. Presented by copioushealth.com. For more information, call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. copioushealth.com.
Seattle Unity Church presents renowned Course in Miracles author Michael Rice, who wrote the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? He'll be presenting 9 free workshops August 6th through August 17th at Seattle Unity. Go to seattleunity.org for more information. That's seattleunity.org.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Life Solutions here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are back with Mary Manon Morrissey and Karen.
Well, hello.
Back, everybody.
Yes. You know, Mary, I was thinking about at the break that so many people out there are wanting to develop authentic relationships. This is really what their heart's desire is. And, you know, it's the challenge of what's the next step and how do I do that? And I think it's one of the reasons we developed the Life Mastery Program is so that we could teach and mentor and support people through their own processes in their life. So I'd love for us to tell them a little bit more about Life Mastery and give them an opportunity to join us in that teaching, coaching, mentoring program.
Okay, well, I will be happy to talk about how people can, you know, work more deeply with me and over a period of time. I'll do that in just a minute. But before that, Karen, I know you have another teaching you go to. You're a life coach, and you are working with many people. So I know you need to go, so we're going to let you go. But before you go, I just want to say thank you very much, and thanks for sharing with us. I think just such a hopeful story for any of us who are moms or dads right now relating to our kids that we really can hold most as a foundation. I think the big thing you gave us today is that if we just keep as the foundation that our primary responsibility while we're parenting is to presence love, that our kids would always feel no matter what we're doing in boundary setting or freedom giving, that it's all based in the fact that we love them. And that kind of underground and holding of how we do things with our kids just is the biggest payoff in the long run for those kinds of relationships we long to have when they grow up.
Right. Love them and tell the truth.
Yeah. All right. Love them and tell the truth. Okay.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay.
Good night.
All right, everybody. Well, this does give me just a minute before we have to go.
And I apologize. It looks like we dropped Mary, but we'll get her right back on with you. So stay tuned. We're coming right back.
Good afternoon. Eric Ryder with a look at your Cairo 7 Pinpoint Forecast here on Alternative Talk 1150. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Chance of afternoon showers. Highs in the upper 60s. We'll expect a few showers for Wednesday and Thursday. More sun returning for Friday and the weekend. Just how we like it here in the Great Northwest. Thanks for listening. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
It's Mary again. So,
little technical difficulties there. Sorry about that, Mary, but you are back with us, and we appreciate you coming back.
Okay, you bet. So anyway, you guys, I was just welcoming you to the possibility of walking through 6 months together where we focus each month on a different aspect of life. And wherever you are in your own growth in developing that area of life, whether it's health, whether it's creative work in the world and really having a work that you love to do and is prosperous while you're doing it, an area of life where you're learning how to manifest what you want, and areas of life where you're learning how to have a spiritual relationship with whatever form of the infinite that you relate to, but how to expand and deepen and broaden your life and really life mastery itself in all the areas of life. And we spend 6 months, 1 month on each area, and grow and develop in that area. And to have other people to walk through that area with and the kind of connection that occurs as we're doing that is very, very powerful. So I'm just inviting you to become part of that. We do it by a weekly telephone call. We do it by getting you a CD with a 10-minute meditation for each week. And each week is a progressive practice. And what's really great about it is that most of us are so busy in our lives that we don't need a whole lot. We don't want another project, and we don't want a whole bunch more to do. What this course does is just help shift how you're doing what you're already doing and how you can use the content of your daily life as actually the curriculum for expansive growth in your mind, in your heart, and in your experience. And we are, you know, the Dr. Pat Show is all based on the mind-body connection and the experience that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that's what the Life Mastery course is. So if you're interested in it, you can just email Karen at Life Solutions, S-O-U-L, right in the middle, soul in the middle, lifesolutions.com, or you could call 503-922-3460. It's a 503 area code. And I just hope that you'll some of you will decide you want to spend 6 months where we take a walk together. And as co-pilgrims on a path, each one of us really moves forward. Just even if you're going down a path of life and you make a one-degree shift, go down a mile down the road and you're in a whole new place. So I know Dr. Pat will be back next week, and we'll look forward to having our Life Solutions program together next week. How much more time do we have, Eric?
We've got just about a minute there, Mary.
Okay, so let me leave you with a thought, all right? If you think about the people in your life right now, I just invite you to hold this thought. The people that are closest to you and the people that are difficult right now. Maybe somebody that, I used to have a friend who said, you know, that person is just not safe to walk down the streets of my mind. So you bring your friends and your difficult friends to mind and just send this thought. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May we all, and expand it to the world, may we all be healthy. May we all be happy. May we all be peaceful. Because we remember that what we truly are wishing for another, we must be wishing for ourselves because we live in a circular universe. So I wish you all well. May this be a week of life mastery itself, of practicing how to foster authentic relationships, put your whole self in, turn it about, because maybe at the end, that's what it's all about. Good night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom.